Israel's military today launched an air, sea, and land assault on the Gaza Strip. It was one of the most intensive military operations since the current Israeli-Palestinian violence began in September. Palestinian officials accuse Israel of seizing Palestinian-controlled land. Israel says the operation is part of a campaign to stop mortar attacks from Gaza. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The overnight attack came after Palestinians fired mortars out of the Gaza Strip at the Israeli town of Sderot, some 3 miles away. The mortar attack was the deepest so far into Israel proper and just down the road from the ranch of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. There were no casualties. The mortars landed in empty fields. But Israeli spokesmen said the assault had crossed all their so-called red lines. They launched their heaviest attack for months, targeting Palestinian security and police offices almost along the length of the Gaza Strip. One 24-year-old Palestinian policeman was reported killed and at least 27 other people injured. This morning, Palestinian officials said an unknown number of Israeli soldiers had deployed in Beit Hanun, from where the army believes the missiles were fired. Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Olivier Rafovich would not confirm the report, but he said soldiers had moved into Gaza after weeks of pleading with the Palestinian Authority to prevent the mortar attacks. Rafovich spoke from a cell phone.
The rationale is that when no one else is doing the job, in order to stop violence, in order to stop terror activity, in order to stop firing mortar shells towards Israeli settlements, Israeli towns, and with a clear intention to eat civilians, so someone has to do the job.
In Beit Hanun this morning, Palestinian Maher Abu Amsha said he could see Israeli soldiers and tanks from his offices at a local agricultural union.
They entered maybe until 1,500 meters, 1.5 kilometers. They bulldozed and uprooting all the trees there, and also bulldozed our national security sites.
By that, Abu Amsha said he meant Israel's army had bulldozed Palestinian security checkpoints. Abu Amsha and other Gazans said they continued to hear Israeli army gunfire well into the day, and army helicopters remained overhead. Israel's army insists it has no intention of permanently staying in Palestinian areas. Spokesman Olivier Rafovich says soldiers will withdraw when their mission is complete, though declines to give any idea whether that means days, weeks, or longer. Israel maintains that Yasser Arafat has orchestrated a descent into guerrilla warfare, forcing it to treat him once again as a terrorist leader. Others maintain that the situation has spiraled out of Arafat's control. In either case, these latest events are the clearest indication yet that the infrastructure of Palestinian rule built during the past 7 years of peace efforts has collapsed. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.